the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here with Firearms Monday on Monday, the 20th day of September. The prepper tip of the day is to shop at thrift stores. You'll find heavy, excellent quality winter coats, good quality foot gear for unexpected guests, cast iron skillets, sleeping bags. Don't go to a Goodwill. They charge way too much. Go to the thrift stores run by churches and charities. And this is Firearms Monday. We are patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is. 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, the world moves forward, and we always have no lack of things to talk about, do we, sir?
Quite exciting times to live in, actually. There's a lot going on. You know, the evil is on the march. People are starting to wake up and stand up, and it's going to be an amazing next 2 to 3 years. I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, it will be, no doubt whatsoever. Now, we talked privately a moment ago about including a new section on Firearms Monday that would have to do with field gear, everything from boots and socks to backpacks and headgear. And you said you wanted to start this morning with foot gear. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think probably the most important piece of field gear, other than your optics, is probably going to be your boots. I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, if you've got your boots and your rifle, you can walk into combat.
I haven't heard that, but I can see some truth to it.
You know, there's I guess if you're in an Arctic environment, that would be a little rough on the body, but bottom line is you've got to have good boots. And there's a number of options out there at different price points. I personally prefer the Salomon boots. I think they're not only well made, but the traction that you get from them in different environments because of the composition of the tread and the material, everything is is just, if you're looking for a high-end boot, I would definitely look at the Salomon boots. As far as a mid-priced range boot, Rocky makes an excellent boot, but also a company called Irish Setter. And the Irish Setter boots, the cold weather versions, are absolutely amazing. One is because they do a great job at keeping your feet warm. But the Irish Setter, the Arctic style boots, they don't feel like you're wearing moon boots on your feet. They feel closer to a normal boot. Their dimensions are relatively small compared to the amount of warmth that they provide you. You know, a lot of boots made for Arctic condition are 4 to 5 pounds a pair. And they're huge. I mean, they have tremendously thick insulation on them, and they're huge. And a lot of them do a good job keeping your feet warm. Many of them do a mediocre job. I ordered two Irish boots about 2 years ago. One had 1,200 grams of thin slate insulation in them. The other one was a technical boot that cost a little more, but it was rated for an even lower temperature. And I went outside in January barefoot, and I walked around until my feet and my ankles and my calves were really cold. I literally walked around in my shorts. And I came back in. I put the 1,200 Thinsulate boot on my left foot. I put the technical boot on my right foot, which has a unique sole in it to reflect your body's radiant energy back to your foot. And I walked around. And John, in 4 minutes, my right foot was warm, and my left foot, ankle, and calf were still extremely cold. And so these average hunting boots that have anywhere from 400 to 1,200 grams of Thinsulate that don't have the sole technology of this Irish boot are not even in the same class as far as keeping your foot warm. I mean, the difference is dramatic. It's something that someone would have to experience to realize. The other thing I want to say about the lower end of boots, the lower price end, is that there are places like LA Police Gear, Botach Tactical, that's B-O-T-A-C-H, I believe, they have sales. And I mean, incredible sales. I bought a pair of Salomon tactical boots that were normally $310, their highest end boot. I bought on sale last year, I want to say for $79.
Well, that's a real bargain, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking, you know, usually the low-end boots are in the $65 to $100 range. The mid-range quality boots are usually $120 to $180. And then the high-end boots that have the real tough, grippy soles, the incredible fit, the perfect lacing system, the flagship boots of these companies are in the $230 to $350 range, until you go to a mountain climbing boot like a Vasque, and then you're in the $500 to $800 range for the high-end boots.
Right, right. Well, I've been a big fan of Danner boots for many years and had good luck with them. But you're right. Good quality footgear is not optional. And here's what I tell people, Sam. There's things you can save money on, but there's some things you just have to bite the bullet and spend some money to get a high quality boot. There's no choice, is there?
Yeah, and Danner makes an outstanding boot from a durability standpoint. So if you can find a set of Danners that are the color and tread pattern and sole type that you like, if you can find those on sale, that is an extremely durable boot. The Danners, you know, I know a lot of policemen. I've trained a lot of police officers in my life. And I don't want to I don't want to offend anybody, but police officers generally don't have a super high salary. Depends on where they work, whether they're county or city or big town or little town, but they generally are trying to raise a family on a budget because we don't pay our police officers enough. And for that reason, I don't want to call them cheap, but they're very frugal. And they are very sensitive to spending $90 on a pair of boots and having it fall apart. It makes them angry. And I got to tell you, my police officer friends love Danner boots because they're extremely durable. They really hold up when you have to wear boots every day.
Well, that's good to know also. And I'm probably the only radio talk show host who advises his listeners to wear merino wool socks. I wear them when it's 110 degrees. I wear them when it's 10 below. They perform well for me for now 20 plus years. And good quality socks are not optional either, are they?
No. And merino wool is the only way to go for socks. It doesn't matter hot weather, cold weather. That's the only way to go. So, strange thing people don't know, may not know about me, your listeners, because they think of me as a firearms guy. But as a young man, I played professional tennis. And I would wear merino wool socks and then wear a thin, super thin white cotton sock over them on the tennis court. And the reason I did that is because merino wool protected my feet, and it kept my feet cooler than the cotton blend socks. And but of course you can't wear gray or black. You know, back then you had to wear all white when you're on the court in a pro tournament. And so I would have to wear a very thin pair of cotton socks. We called them sanitary socks back in the day. It's thin white cotton socks. I had to wear over my merino wool, so I was properly uniformed and didn't get fined.
It was a regulation that you had no choice. Amazing.
Yeah, you had to wear all white back then. Everything, your shorts, your shirt, your shoes, your socks, everything had to be white back in the day. That should tell you how old I am.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about the fit of the boot, because a lot of people don't realize this. But when you buy a set of boots, you generally want to buy a boot that is a tiny bit too wide for you. And the other thing that you can do is you can have someone measure the position of your arch. And this is absolutely critical. When you have the position of your arch measured, it basically locates your arch in relation to the back of your heel and the tip of your toe. For example, I wear my feet in length are a size 13, but my arch is positioned for a size 14. And so in that circumstance, you absolutely want to find a boot that has an arch that's a decent length from your heel, arch support, or simply buy the 14. Now, what I always do is I buy the size 14 because that I buy a wide boot in a size 14 because that gives me the ability to put two layers of thick merino wool socks on, particularly in the fall and the winter when the weather is cool.
Well, there's a lot to that. And, I use a custom orthotic insert myself. It's computer generated. They're leather, and for my day-to-day use, where I wear cowboy boots with leather soles, and my dress shoes have leather soles also. There's a grounding effect if you have leather between your feet and the ground, which improves your health. In case you don't know, sir.
You know, I heard that. I just don't know a whole lot about that, and that's an electro thing. Interesting. Right. We have friends now working on that have developed an electroceutical to kill the COVID virus, and it's a fascinating thing. We're testing it right now. I'm not going to recommend it until I've tested it on over 30 people. But what you do is you they have this liquid that has elements in it. And when you take it in the morning, you take one dose in the morning and one dose in the evening, you shake it violently. And what that does from shaking it is it mixes the components in the liquid, but it also gives them an electrical charge, a positive electrical charge. And as most microbiologists know, the vast majority of viruses have a negative charge. And so when you take this particular electroceutical, it puts positively charged particles in it. And they wind up in your blood system, and the positively charged particle attaches to the negatively charged virus and kills it. They literally seek each other out.
Amazing.
It's a fascinating bit of science that I'll have more information on in the future, hopefully.
Okay. Well, it's going to take a while to test up many folks, and hopefully there'll be great results. It sounds very positive to me.
Well, I think the company has already tested 50,000 people with fantastic results, but I want to, before I make a recommendation, I want to see it work on people here locally and make sure that I can confirm their claims.
All right. Let's move on to training. What upcoming training would people have available they might be interested in, sir?
Well, this weekend, we have a long-range introduction to long-range course, and that particular course, we shoot from 0 to 1,000 yards. We teach you how to synchronize your parallax and minimization and your ocular focus. We teach you how to hold the rifle properly so you reproduce barrel harmonics. We teach you, most importantly, to map your trajectory in relation to your reticle so you don't have to dial and you can shoot quickly at multiple ranges. And the most important thing of all, we teach you how to read the wind. That is absolutely critical to making hits at long range. So a normal gun can control vertical dispersion at 100 yards less than 3/4 to 1/2 inch. They can control vertical dispersion at 1,000 yards less than 6 or 7 inches. A good match of gun and ammo should be able to control vertical dispersion under 7 inches at 1,000 yards. And here's the funny thing. If you don't know how to read the wind, a 308 sniper round that our military uses currently, in a 10-mile-an-hour full-value crosswind, that means the wind's direction is 90 degrees to the path of the bullet, that bullet will get blown off the target at 1,000 yards 10 feet. That's right, folks. Not 10 inches, 10 feet. And so if you don't know how to read the wind, you really have no chance with a 308 of hitting a target at 1,000 yards. Your chances of making a first, second, or third round hit are pretty remote. If you know how to read the wind, first round hits are doable in conditions under 15 miles an hour of wind almost any time, day or night.
That's good to know. And there's how many slots open for that class this weekend?
You know, that class is actually pretty full. I think there's one slot open.
Okay.
So if you have 160 rounds of precision ammo, you have a bipod, you have a rear bag, you have electronic ears, and you have a scope with a MilDot or MOA reticle. We prefer MOA, second focal plane. If you've got all those things, give me a call. We might be able to squeeze one person into that class.
All right. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. We have Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, I just wanted to say I hate it when you guys argue
on
things. So I thought you handled John's call very well, because with everything going on, we need to be focusing on other more important things right now. But also, I can't hear you because I can't be on speakerphone. But
okay,
if you could just really quick, if you have time, I want to see. Hold me over, would you please?
We will. We'll hold you over. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great sale going on for your team right now. The more units you get, the more you save at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday. Visiting with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone's 417-718-2597. And we got Catherine held over from the last segment. Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay, so bottom line, I thought when Sam was just talking about the research project with the with the foot thing he was talking about, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank, the negative and positive electrical charges to heal, I thought of Dr. Horowitz. And I have been thinking for weeks in my gut, even before this volcano started, somebody out there needs to go get Dr. Horowitz. I know he loves the ocean, and bring him out to where you are because with everything going on, I feel his wisdom, his genius is safer where you are. Now with this volcano, I just thought I would plant that seed, okay? And then the other thing is, if the grid does go down for whatever reason, the water, if it comes here or, you know, something else, an EMP, Texas has its own grid. Would the Texas grid initially be impacted by that? Or, like, it may have a rolling effect in the rest of the nation. Would Texas be exempt from that, or would it just be quicker to recover? And if the water goes to Houston, which some of the maps show it could, if it is a huge, huge tsunami, okay, what would happen to Texas then? Do you guys know?
Well, I'll give a response, and Sam, give a follow-up. There's experimentation going on right now to protect the Texas power grid, but it's in the experimental stage, not complete. Much of Texas is very low. The first 100 miles or so in from the Gulf of Mexico is very low elevation, up to 80 to 100 miles inland. And knowing Texans as I do, I think they would recover relatively quickly. Your response, Sam, if any?
Well, I worked on one of the projects that I worked on after 9/11. There were several projects I worked on that involved threat assessment. And without giving away the threat assessment, our power grid, including Texas's, is highly vulnerable for several reasons. The power grid is generally, the transformers are above ground and under and unprotected, both from EMP and from rifle fire. A significant amount of the control mechanisms for the power grid are computer controlled, and so an EMP would instantly destroy certain electrical components that run computers. They're on the printed circuit boards, and that's a huge problem. So Texas's power grid wouldn't necessarily fare better than any other section of power grid in the United States to an EMP attack. So I don't know if that answers your question, but no, they're not better off. But as far as getting someone to a particular state for protection, Dr. Horowitz is welcome to come to Missouri. There's a lot of conservative people here that are not going to roll over. It's a great place to be. Missouri is now number three on the migration list of people bailing out of liberal states. I believe Florida is number one, Texas is number two, and the state of Missouri is number three. So I would prefer Missouri because of its geographical location. I think there's arguments both ways on whether we're politically better off than Florida and Texas. I think we are. Our governor is a stand-up guy, and I think that anyone that is in one of the states that did not immediately oppose Biden's vaccine mandate, if you're in one of those states, you should seriously consider moving to a conservative state, because the cost of not doing so might be dramatic and permanent.
Okay. Catherine, you got a very comprehensive answer there. Anything else?
Well, Dr. Horowitz might need, he's not feeling well. He has a lot of things there. So, John, I don't know if you could personally call him and troubleshoot, but I would just ask you, you might consider doing that, you know, with everything he's just been through recently. You know, just a thought.
Right. Well, it's a good thought and certainly worthy of consideration. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Have a great day. Thank you, guys. And I love listening to this guy, Sam, because he sounds decent and upright and intelligent. That is very attractive. So I don't have a radio crush or anything. Don't worry, Sam. But I really appreciate that about some of the guests that you have on, especially the other guy, the younger guy, I think he is, and he does the, I forget what he does, but it's like, I'm not even interested in it, but because these guys, they just sound decent. Do you understand me?
I understand.
It's just, like,
understand.
Nice to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate it. We got
You're
a break.
Welcome. Work.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 20th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. A couple of new things. We now have a real estate section up at the top of my website. That's going to be added to over the days and weeks ahead. Private consultation section. Click on there for more information. And right in the middle, down a little bit, is the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. There's a handy way to make a PayPal donation and also a physical address to mail a check or a money order to help Sam with the legal defense at Freedom Center USA. Last but not least, I'll be getting caught up on energy cleaner orders, hopefully towards the end of this week. I got a bunch of back orders, about 24 or so. Looking forward to getting those out to people so they can get their lives back and get past the arthritis pain and get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center is freedomcentertraining.com, freedomcentertraining.com. You want a custom rifle built, sign up for a class, buy a thermal imaging at a bit of a discount, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, it looks like our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I wanted to start off, Sam, you know, you were talking about this electron or the shaking that vial of medicine and everything that attacked the viruses. I would caution, you know, I'm not an expert in by any means in any of these fields, but, you know, the thing is that the vast majority of viruses do nothing, and also the vast majority of them that do something are mostly do good for the body. So, you know, unless someone was really sick, I would caution, you know, them taking it. You know, if they're sick already, maybe yeah, but I wouldn't want to mess around with my viruses because most of them are there for a reason. And most of them have evolved biologically and aid the body, as from my understanding. You know, so killing off viruses is not a good idea for anyone, I don't think. Hello? Yeah?
You're on air. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought I heard someone comment on that. But also on this same, down this same road, we may be able to say goodbye to the super paramedic magnetic stuff that's going into the vaccinations and the graphene oxide, you know, because they're now working on an electron injection, an electric injection, which will directly go into the DNA. So they won't have to alter it through means of, you know, the graphene oxide baskets that carry the viruses into the system, carry the cells, I mean the gain of function cells into the DNA, but now they're going to be able to inject it with electric type of electric electric injection. By the way, the Department of Defense has already said they're going to back that up, and I think they're put in like $55 million to help this technology advance. And Bill Gates, of course, has got money in there too. So they're going to be directly, in the future, they're going to directly infect our DNA without having to go through all that process. But it's an electric, vaccine. It sends three probes into the body, you know, at the ejection site. One that delivers the payload. The other two are positive and negative charges that go off simultaneously as the injection is being introduced. So they're going to mess with this. This electric stuff is real, and it's coming around. There was one other comment. I can't remember what it was, but, you know, as far as this wave coming, I think it's a real possibility that I know that the United States was experimenting with causing waves to use waves in battle as defense, or, I mean, as an offensive weapon, and they did these tests off the coast of New Zealand many years ago, right after, I think it was a few years after World War II, where they would detonate underground nuclear charges, and it would cause shockwaves to go to, you know, and they were mostly experimenting on things like ships, you know, to capsize large ships and stuff. But yeah, they can. So even if this thing happens, if it happens, like, you know, falls into the ocean, or part of it falls into the ocean, they can still generate waves, you know, by detonating nuclear weapons at the bottom of the sea. So they can actually speed it along, I think, you know, give it a little more boost, more or less, you know, to the initial thing. So, yeah, it's better to be prepared, John. You know, I mean, I don't go along with this naysayer stuff, you know, or woo-woo stuff, because I don't. I think it's important to always get the messages out. You know, even if it's a low probability, it's still important. And I'm pretty sure that these things are going to happen, if not now, in the future sometime. I do. I plan on relocating. I just, right now, is not the right time for me. But, you know, I guess there's no, you know, this would probably be the best time, but it's just not. I just don't have the means right now to do it. But that's, right, other than right. That's all I've got
okay.
to say. Though.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
What, Sam, what other upcoming training is there at Freedom Center people might be interested in, sir? You're on mute, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. There you go.
We have a basic handgun and tactical rifle course coming up in the middle of October, and that is probably the most important type of class that you can get into. It teaches you how to safely handle the weapon, how to clean the weapon, how to hold the weapon, how to fire the weapon, how to run the reset of the trigger, which is incredibly important. Teaches you how to draw the weapon safely, your sidearm from a holster, and to fight from different distances. A lot of people don't know this, but professional operators are trained to use their sidearms based on the proximity of the threat. In other words, where you fire the pistol from is different if you're within contact range, short range, mid range, and long range. The pistol is positioned differently in your hands and differently relative to the threat. And if you don't know these techniques, your chances of surviving a threat situation with just a handgun go way, way, way down. I mean, down dramatically. And then learning how to use the rifle, using the handgun to fight your way to a rifle, and learning the different techniques from shooting behind cover, different positions. We lay the groundwork for all of that in the basic tactical class, and it is the gateway to get into the other classes. And so that basic tactical class that we have, I think, four slots still open in October is October 14th to the 17th. So it's the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. And if you haven't had this type of training, you just have to do it. You just got to get off your derriere and make it happen, because it makes all the difference. And I like to tell people, I like to play the guitar. I do it for fun. It's a hobby of mine. And I ask people, would you rather listen to Eric Clapton playing a $500 Fender acoustic, or would you rather listen to Sam playing a $10,000 custom acoustic guitar? And I'll just tell you right now what the right answer is. You would much rather listen to Eric Clapton playing a cheap guitar, because the musician is much more important than the instrument. And when it comes to fighting with a weapon, your skill with the weapon is more important than the weapon itself.
Well, I got a weapon analogy for you. Six Marines equipped with 100-year-old bolt-action rifles are going to decimate 20 gangbangers with automatic weapons.
That's a fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and two guys trained at our facility would decimate six Marines with bolt guns. And that's the thing. You know, we don't teach our Army and Marines, regular forces, how to fight from behind cover properly. You learn that when you get to the SEAL teams, when you get to CAG or Delta, what people think of as Delta Force. That's where you really learn how to fight with a weapon, and those are the types of skills that we teach our students from the very beginning.
Well, in hindsight, I'm glad that I didn't figure out how to join Delta, because I was looking into it back in, it would have been about 1979, 1980, but nobody in the Army could tell me how to figure it out. And I am, in hindsight, glad that didn't happen. we got a caller here. We got Dean in Montana. Good morning, Dean.
Oh, good morning. I have two questions for Sam. I watched your cleaning video on precision rifles, and the first question is, when you strip the copper out of your barrel, because I've heard this, that you have to shoot like 5 rounds back through it before your accuracy tightens up, and I was wondering if that's true, and if you could explain if that is true.
Sure. Factory barrels from factory guns purchased at sporting goods stores and gun stores generally are quite rough on the inside, and they tend to pick up copper fouling from the jacket of the bullet when they're fired. You do not want copper in your barrel. Copper is actually your enemy. And so we go to great lengths to, A, smooth the barrel out over time with our cleaning procedure. And also, when we're done cleaning, we put synthetic oil in the bore of the rifle. And then we fire that gun 2 times. And then we put it away. Back in the day, primers, powders, they were acidic, and they would erode a barrel. But now we have non-corrosive primers, we have non-corrosive powders, we have stainless steel barrels. Better yet, we have stainless steel barrels that are deep nitrided. And you can fire that gun and put it away in your drag bag or in your safe or wherever it is you're going to keep that gun, and you will have no ill effects to the firearm if you have a modern firearm shooting modern ammunition. Now, the reason we put oil in the bore is because when you have a perfectly clean rifle and you first fire a bullet down the barrel, it will leave copper in the barrel if you don't put oil in the bore. If you put oil in the bore, then the first bullet rides on the oil and leaves much less copper. And then the second bullet rides on the graphite residue of the burnt powder of the first shot. And so you dramatically slow the copper fouling curve in your barrel. And that's a really important thing. Now, if you have a nitrided barrel, you're not going to leave copper in there pretty much no matter what you do. But if you have a properly hand-lapped nitrided barrel, they just don't copper foul. But it's important. And I'll give you an example. Years ago when we were doing sniper training for the U.S. military, we would get guys in and teach them how to properly clean the barrels. Well, they complained profusely because they're like, well, you know, we learned that in basic sniper class. We know how to clean a rifle. We don't need to waste time on it. Well, no, you do, actually. We got tired of arguing with the students. And so finally, I figured out we're just going to give every student an A and a B target at the beginning of the course. And as part of the curriculum, you will shoot on the A target in the morning with the barrel the way you cleaned it the night before, the way you were trained. Right after lunch, you will shoot your gun the way we trained you to clean it. We'll have you clean it before you go to lunch the way we want you to clean it. And when you come back from lunch, at the end of lunch, you'll take a cold bore, clean bore shot on a target. And at the end of the training period, might be 2 weeks, might be 4 weeks, you will look at your A and your B target, and we won't have to talk about how to clean a rifle, because the A targets, the groups are easily 3 to 4 times larger, less accurate than the B targets. And not one time did we ever have to have a discussion or an argument about the proper way to clean a rifle after we changed the way we taught it. And it's important to understand that like metals attract to each other. So when you get a little copper in your barrel, the next shot's going to grab a lot more copper. And then you're going to have more copper in your barrel, and the next shot's going to grab even more. And it's this exponential rise in copper fouling in your barrel. So getting a couple of shots downrange with oil in the bore allows your barrel to start off with a good graphite coating and so that the barrel picks up dramatically less copper.
Wow. Okay.
Now, what was your second question, Dean?
Well, when I was watching you push the rod through the barrel, you had this guide that you're pushing through, and I wanted to kind of ask about that, but what do you think about versus push through the barrel versus pull through the barrel?
You definitely don't want to pull through the barrel. We'll cover that after the break.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue, Sam. You're still on mute, Sam. Sam, you're still on mute. Okay, Sam must be on a break. He'll be back momentarily. Dean, did you have another comment or question?
No, that was it. I just, like Sam said, I have some stock rifles that, I've just been cleaning them the old traditional way. And then, watching him clean them, I'm like, okay, I'm not doing it the right way. But yeah, right. I should probably head to work, sir.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Dana. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Joshua in New York. Good morning, Joshua.
I'm on the phone. Hi. Yes. So two things. One, when it comes to the whole Marines and that are better than gangbangers and that, I don't care who it is, whether it's Arnold Schwarzenegger or Albert Einstein. If I know how your mind works, then it's game over. So the reason why I mention this is the mental health and that, they haven't brought up at all the Carl Jung stuff from Sigmund Freud, which is the cognitive functions. There's 8 cognitive functions. There's 16 personality types. So I'm just bringing this stuff up because people can say whatever they want about how trained and how well fit you are or whatever. But if I know how your mind works, if I know your weaknesses are, I win. End of story. So everyone needs to know how their minds work. There's 8 cognitive functions that we all have. We all use them, but we use them in a certain order, a certain way. And so everyone should be looking that up. It's the 16 personality types. You can go to csjoseph.life. So that's one thing. I don't care how trained you are. Again, if I know how your mind's set up, that you care about your family, or that you care about your gun, or that you care about money, and if I understand how you work and operate, it does not matter what gun or what you can do. I got you. So everyone needs to understand the mind is the most important weapon of all. And second is rights. When it comes to rights, we sit here in America and talk like everyone deserves rights, but we all know that's not true. We all know not everyone deserves rights. And we need to start off with that understanding. And the first thing should be, you don't deserve rights unless you stand up for yours and others. If you don't stand for what's right, you don't deserve rights. And that's how it should be in America. It shouldn't be, because if you're not American, you don't get rights. And if you're a criminal, you don't get rights. And even if you're, right now at this point, Trump supporters and stuff aren't getting rights. So if we just follow the code to stand for what's right and do right.
Hold on a second here. How old are you, sir?
I'm only 30. But I've been studying all this stuff for 12 years now. All the conspiracy stuff, history, and everything.
Slow down here a second for me. You've made 3 significant, emphatic statements. And I think the second statement that you made, I got to tell you, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think you're 100% spot on. But I want to talk a little bit about the first statement. Are you married by chance, or are you dating someone?
Nope. Just, I'm single.
No. Okay. Where do you go when you eat out? What's your favorite restaurant? Like, where do you go with your friends?
I don't eat out. I told you, I've been doing this stuff for 12 years.
Do you ever go outside your house?
I don't eat out ever. I barely ever leave. I don't have any reasons to.
Do you ever go outside your
house? I don't really. All I do is research. That's it. I'm telling you, man, I'm ready for this stuff, yo. I'm ready to come out to the world.
Let's continue this after the break.
Yeah, let's talk about this after the break.
And drop the speakerphone, Joshua, if you would, please, during the break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.